So hi, I'm Tom Evans and welcome to another lecture, which is a chef special recipe. And I'm thrilled today to be talking to Paula Svensson. Hi Paula, how are you?
Hi Tom, I'm great. I'm so glad to be doing this. This is fun.
Yeah, and thanks so much for taking the course and all your feedback on it. And that's kind of what makes me keep going and keep writing when I get this sort of input from people that have been reading the books and taking the courses. Thank you for that.
Oh, I just think the flocks are brilliant, really.
Lovely. So we're going to do a custom recipe for you today, aren't we?
Yippee, yes.
Lovely. And what would you like your recipe to be about?
Well, I'd like it to be about catharsis, seeking catharsis.
Okay, so how much do you know about the tarot?
I dabbled in the tarot.
Okay, but what's great about this is I'm guessing you haven't got a lot of conscious knowledge about the key numbers. If I asked you what key number 12 was, you wouldn't necessarily know.
I know a few of them by heart, but mostly not.
Lovely. So if I just ask you for some random numbers then.
Okay.
Right. You will have no conscious idea what they relate to.
True.
But your unconscious mind will know they're absolutely perfect.
Oh, I like it.
And that's the way these recipes work. So there's 22 of these flavors. They can be combined in 51 trillion different combinations, would you believe? So
wow.
That's a lot of recipes, isn't it?
That is.
But we're just going to do a simple three-flavor recipe today. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask you for a number between 15 and 21.
17.
17. And then a number between 8 and 14.
9.
And then a number between 1 and 7.
3.
So you'd no idea what those flavours are or what tarot keys that they relate to?
No.
What's great about the flavours is we innately know that whatever we choose at random is just perfect for us. So you've chosen 17, which is the star, which is germination. You've chosen key 9, which is isolation, which is the hermit. And you've chosen key 3, which is deduction and the empress. And what happens with all these flavours? They all end up with the fool, which is the obvious, right? And they allow us to elicit what we want to know. So we're going to seek catharsis, okay? So if you think about the seeds of what you want to release, think about what you could sow right now to allow the release to take place. What would that be?
Wow. Forgiveness?
And who are you forgiving? Are you forgiving yourself?
I'm forgiving myself.
Yeah.
I'm forgiving my husband for dying.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Forgiving myself for the mistakes that I've made, the errors of judgment, for not being perfect.
And who of us is perfect?
Exactly.
Okay. So they're nice seeds to grow, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they're nice seeds to nurture. But while we're nurturing them, how about if we were to blossom them into something completely different?
I like it. Yes.
Yeah. So the issue is that obviously you've been through a very sad time. Yes. And, you know, awful events where you've lost your life partner of many, many years in a very surprising way. But there's a lesson in everything for us, and that's what kind of keeps us going. So if we're to let these seeds nurture and we grew them into something completely different, what would they be?
New possibilities.
Okay.
New connections.
Yeah.
Open space.
Yeah.
Blank canvas.
Wow. So that's interesting because that leads us to the next flavor. It's called isolation. And isolation is about this objectivity. And although that, you know, you've been through a personally very traumatic experience, and we've not spoken before this conversation, we had a very brief chat before we started the recording. You know, it's 6 months now since you lost your husband, but you seem to be gaining that detachment.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the hermit card that isolation relates to, it's a chap on top of a mountain with a staff and a light. And he's got a clear 360 degree view around him. He can see where he's come from and he can see where he's going. And when I say he, this is universal, it's an it and it's she. And he's got a staff to steady him, and he's got a light to show him the way and for others to follow.
Sure.
So does that give you a little bit of clarity about where you can be and how you can evolve from this, what is an absolutely horrible circumstance, into a new position?
Yeah, I think it seems to be in part about that there are many paths, many possible paths, and looking with interest and curiosity at those paths.
Now, we have not staged this conversation, have we?
No, not at all.
And the deduction flavour, which relates to the Empress is the universal mother who's got the wisdom of everything. She knows everything. And she sits inside all of us, right? So, in fact, all of these flavours, all the tarot cards, they really describe us. They describe us as humans. That's the secret of the tarot. It's not a fortune-telling deck. It's actually a description of who we are as humans and where we're going as humans. The minor arcana further extends this, but the major arcana is all about us. And the 22 flavours even map into our 22 main chromosomes as well. So they're actually in our DNA. So the Universal Mother, she's sitting there with a scroll. She just knows everything. She knows all the options. She's got loads of stars above her head. So she knows what this is all about. And we don't know quite yet. And she knows also that we are a sum of all our past experiences. And going forward, they give us the options of what we can do. And we could deduce a couple of things by that. We could deduce that as a result of what you've been through, I'm sure you've been through immense periods of grieving and loss. And so you could deduce that your isolation now should be to go back into a cave and just shrink from society. Or you can deduce that actually, as painful as this lesson is, there's actually information in there and you can help other people. And you're an artist as well, which is just amazing, isn't it? So you've got that lovely way of being able to express yourself. So these are all our possibilities. And of course we could, because we're both creativity coaches, we could both be sitting here having a conversation, all the things that we could create. But what this card is really about is for us to step out of the loop. And what this whole recipe is about is for us to step out of the loop, to sow the seeds. So set the seeds in motion as you describe them, to nurture them, to then sit in isolation, and then to allow the universal cosmic mother to show us the way and to be guided. So let me ask you a question. Do you meditate daily?
Yes, I do.
You do. Okay. So in the meditative state, and as you know, as an artist, and I'm sure as when you're coaching people creatively, one of the things that we do is we get people into the meditation state with their eyes open,
Exactly.
and that's where we allow the stuff to come through. So I'm going to suggest we do something creative.
Okay, great. Love it.
And by the way, I've no idea we're going this way at all, right? What I'm going to get you to do is I'm going to get you to paint or draw or sketch what this recipe means to you.
Lovely.
So that drawing or sketch or doodle becomes a spell. And you stick it on your wall, and then every single day you'll see it, even if you look at it consciously or unconsciously, it will work on your neurology, on your unconscious mind, and this lovely catharsis that you've been seeking will just find its way into your world. But this is where most personal development systems kind of go wrong, is that they try and provide answers. Well, all we've got to do is let the answers arrive.
Definitely.
Yeah. And be open to it. And then that sketch or doodle that you do will just be the key in the doorway to opening up that route. And I'm also going to share with you, I'm going to put a little graphic together, which the students can download in the sidebar. And that will be the three tarot keys. And if you print these out and leave them on your desk, in the same way that the doodle will allow you to seek catharsis, this combination of tarot keys will also allow catharsis to find you.
Excellent. I love it.
And I think that is the absolute nub of this recipe, is that you don't have to seek it, you just have to allow it to find you.
Beautiful. What a great thought.
What a great thought, a great resume. Thank you so much, Paula, for being open to this process. And I just hope this is one of many conversations that we have in the future.
I'm sure it will be. Thank you so much, Tom.
Take care now.